thought, looking back on it, you know, especially there in the second half, a lot of times when we certain plays called, whatever, playing very soft coverage. You know, a couple times it felt like they did challenge us. We did take, a couple shots, the shot to Vernon, hit Mario down the field the one time. But, just kind of a matter. And we're trying to stay balanced there in the second half, and made it the one-score game for a second and then went back to two scores. And you're still thinking enough time just, put a drive together, get down and score and make it a one-score game again. So, for me, just a matter of moving the chains and kind of getting the rhythm going.
Obviously, Mario Manningham's from this area. Can you just talk about his development since joining the club?
Well, I mean, Mario's, was a good, awesome player when he came here. And I think it's not so much the development, just all of us, kind of molding and shaping this thing together. And it's going to change as we go on. And to have the offseason together, then training camp was great. And Mario's a special guy, got, a special set of tools. And, just continuing to, especially the passing game, just mold it and make it what it is.
What's he bring to the offense?
Mario? I mean, I think he's a guy that incredibly quick, great route runner, makes a bunch of tough catches, made another one on Sunday. A guy that can win one-on-one, that can really separate, I think. So, brings a lot to the table.
Was there trust on that throw? You seemed like you threw it before you even turned on the break.
Yeah, and he made a terrific catch in traffic and then somehow managed to get out of bounds, which was, even better. So, it was a great catch. Yeah, I threw it pretty early. It was up. Made a great catch in traffic.
During the course of the game or season, does it ebb and flow what defenses do as far as taking away the underneath stuff or taking away the deep stuff and to sort of keep you on your toes?
Yeah, I think it all, there's so much that goes into it. Matchups, I think, where a defense might feel they're vulnerable, where they think they can win versus us, and vice versa, where we think we can win in a matchup. Game situation dictates that, talking about Sunday score. I think game's even. You're playing a lot different there in the fourth quarter, then all of a sudden you're up two scores. It changes for both sides of the ball. It changes what they're calling. It changes what we're doing. So all those things play into it.
So when you face a team that their best player is no longer playing, he's a cornerback, is there an element of, how are they going to try to cover that up?
That's a great question for them. We'll see.
From your standpoint, what do you expect?
Yeah, don't know. Don't know what to expect. He hasn't played this year. He didn't play. He's missed a little time and don't know what to expect. So, next guy stepped up for them and has played. Don't know if that's going to change now that he's out for the season. Don't know. There's the unknown right there. So.
Okay. With the addition of Moss and Manningham, there was an expectation from fans, they're going to be checking it. Not really checking it deep. Obviously, you haven't done much of that to those guys this year. Is that just a matter of you, again, like you say, take what the defense gives you, not necessarily forcing things? Or have there been opportunities, for those guys to
end? It's a good question. I really feel like left a lot out there with Randy, me and him. We missed through the high ball in the corner there, another high ball on the over. I really feel like, we hit those two. We're not necessarily talking about this, especially with him. As far as Mario, we got a lot of guys. Got a lot of guys that can make plays, not just those two. And I'm going to continue to spread the ball around and go to the best matchup. But looking back on Sunday, yeah, could we have taken more shots? For sure. But hindsight, it's so easy to say, when you're in the heat of the game there and you're just trying to get a score. You're trying to move the chains and get a score and do whatever it takes. So.
Couple more. Randy, is that an issue of chemistry and just a new guy coming in and you need time?
Running a corner route. I throw the ball. Yeah, I was thinking through the ball. Thinking back pylon, he rolled out of it. He ran a good route. Beat the corner well, and the ball just comes up high. You got to connect there. It's on me. Yeah, talked about it quite a bit.
Alex, being here for the week out of your regular environment, what are the pros and cons in terms of preparation?
Yeah, the cons would be, it's somewhere different. It's not your normal routine. You're away from your family, things like that. But the same thing with that. There's no distractions here. We're all hanging out with each other here in the hotel. Meeting rooms are two floors up. You go up, you can watch film. You're right here. You don't have to worry about going home. I mean, for me, yeah, I'm away from my wife and kid, but at the same time, there's no rush to go home either, so I can sit here and watch film and really dig into the game plan. So give and take, for sure.
Alex, when you guys were here last year, your big run was just starting. Now, how much further ahead is the whole program than it was a year ago?
I mean, we certainly feel like we're a lot further ahead. Nothing's guaranteed. You know, this is the NFL. But for sure, I mean, I think we'd all say we feel a lot more confident about where we're at right now than a year ago.
Alex, has anything changed since last year around the area that you've seen? Since you guys
here?
Yeah.
I have not noticed much difference, to be honest. Still the Longhorn across the street, Chick-fil-A, you know, yeah, not much.
Matt, last one.
How much interaction have you had with Tim Tebow over the years through, you know, Urban Meyer, or even through, you know, being in the NFL together?
A little bit. More when he was in college, my first year out, when he was there at Florida. I got to know him, went down and visited Coach Meyer and hung out a little bit with Tim. And then here and there, just have seen him. You know, we played them a couple times in Denver and, you know, just saying hello and then seeing him in a kind of off-season thing. So here and there.
Is